Proclamation number 1757, dated the December 30th, 1940. Thoughts are spiritual strength. In a state of realization, the human being no longer regards his thoughts as having been acquired by himself, that is, that they came from himself, but he sees them for what they really are, the emanation of spiritual beings which want to share their knowledge with the human being and which try to impart it to him for as long as it takes until he has accepted it as mental knowledge. Every thought is there for spiritual strength, hence something spiritual, which has paved its way from the kingdom of the beyond to earth in order to be received by the human being's thinking apparatus of which he subsequently becomes aware. Consequently, the human being's thinking must correspond to the spirit of the being which takes possession of the person, or to which the human being concedes. The spiritual being's emanation of strength is enormous, yet good and evil beings alike are anxious to send these emanations to earth, and this emanation will always be received by recommended earthly beings. Thus, every person will always be given those mental transmissions which correspond to his nature. Whatever is desired will be distributed, and thus truth will be offered to someone who is hungry for truth but lies where lies are at home. Therefore, the nature of the human being's thoughts will be as the human being wants it, since the spiritual beings will endow him according to his will. The human being cannot produce anything of his own. He is entirely incapable of letting thoughts arise from within himself, precisely because thoughts are spiritual strength, but that this strength will first have to be given to him from the spiritual realm. Only the ignorant person believes himself to be the originator of his thoughts. He merely repeats the opinion of those who are of this world, namely that thinking is merely a function of certain organs, that it happens entirely without outside influences, that therefore all thoughts of a person are his own, that they are not based on direct or indirect influence, and that therefore good or bad, profound or superficial thoughts always originate in the human being himself and are therefore his own merit. In so doing, he denies the spiritual strength because he does not acknowledge such at all. For this reason, such people cannot easily be convinced of the truth either, if it was mentally imparted, because they still don't properly understand the process of thinking and are therefore unable to believe. The actual nature of thought is still something incomprehensible to them and will also remain so until they recognize their own inadequacy where it concerns finding a solution to profound problems, when the train of thought fails if the human being should give a final explanation by himself. Only when he trustingly turns to the spiritual beings with a desire for truth and appeals to them for clarification will he experience for himself how spiritual strength in the form of thoughts flows to him, and he will realize that he cannot be the originator of such thoughts but that something spiritual is imparted to him by spiritual beings from the kingdom of the beyond. Amen.